Hi, my name is Chuck. I'm here today to tell you to keep dreaming when all hope is lost. It only seems so. One thing that we tend to lose when we are faced with a seemingly hopeless situation, or if we're challenged with sickness or mental illness, is to lose our dreams. We just switch the off button and discard our dreams. In times like this, it seems like even hope says there is no hope, and our dreams just fade into oblivion. That is where we can miss it big time. You see, there is no animal that has the creative ability through dreams that we have as humans. Our dreams are a gift. Dreams are free. Dreams have no boundaries. Dreams help our imagination and creativity. Say you have been diagnosed with what doctors say is a serious mental disorder. Doctors say that over time it will get worse. In other words, enjoy the time now. Whatever is left of your life now, because pretty soon, things you enjoy doing will become a luxury. That's hard words, man. But people hear this every day in some doctor's office somewhere. It's not that the doctors are being mean, but that does not change the fact that it's very tough. You may feel real bad and weighed down by the hopelessness of the sentence from the physician. However, there's a secret that will help you, get you back on your feet, and pretty much aid recovery. Dream. Say that aloud to yourself. Dream. Don't back the dreams away or wish them on someone else. The reason that dream came to you was because you were the one with the solution. You were the executioner of the dream. Why else would that dream have come to you? The dream is to tell you that life is not over. It does not matter if you had the dream 10 years before the doctors told you their report of you. This is not the time to start regretting. No, no, no. Regret is a trap. Give me a further minute to tell you why. There's a wonderful man that is in the Bible called Joseph. Long before his life apparently went pear-shaped, Joseph had a bigger than big dream. Have you had one of these? The dream was too good to be true, so much that even his father that loved and spoiled him above his other brothers, told him to get a life. However, in those dark moments of despair, when Joseph had seemingly lost everything, living a hopeless life as a condemned prisoner in some dark underground dungeon, a place of no hope, all Joseph had to hold on was his big dream. As long as Joseph kept the dream alive, he knew that one day the nightmare would be over. That is the same with you. As long as you keep your dream alive, the nightmare will be over. The dream is your roadmap to a higher life. It's the design of your creativity. It tells you you can be anything you want to be, regardless. You dreamt that you would be a wealthy businessman, but medical bills have left you penniless. Pick up the dream. Rewind to where you left off. Press play and continue to dream. How can you turn around the situation? Dream. Whether by pictures you get when you sleep or daydreaming, you have a license to dream. Write what you see, even if they look a bit beyond reach. Write them. In time, the fog will lift and you will see the landscape. Walt Disney said, "All our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them." I hope you have enjoyed our little chat today. Remember, we are what we hear. Plug in again next time to DefineMentalness.com to hear more inspiration, sound thoughts, because sound thoughts give way to a sound mind.